Well, hey, everybody. Sometimes I can be such a nitwit. You're expecting this episode yesterday, Wednesday, weren't you? Well, guess what? I did the show yesterday, even wrote the show notes and published them. But I neglected to attach the MP3 file, like, you know, the most important part of the whole process. I mean, you don't have a podcast without the associated audio file, right? Duh. So anyway, here it is. Sheesh, I'm such a nitwit. Show 444, a whole build-up to 444, and you blow it, Webb. What a dork. Well, anyway, here it is. Enjoy.
440.
440.
1, 2, 3, 4.
40. Yes, it is. Episode 444 of the new Lifespring Family Audio Bible. Thank you for being here. What an exciting day, huh? It's fun, but I'm not allowed to use this music, so it's gone. Welcome back to the new Lifespring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 444, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. The Lifespring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a whole new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read 1 Chronicles 3 and 4 from the God's Word translation. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These were David's sons who were born to him while he was in Hebron. His first son was Amnon, born to Ahinoam from Jezreel. The second was Daniel, born to Abigail from Carmel. The third was Absalom, born to Maacah, the daughter of King Talmai, from Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth was Shephatiah, born to Abital. The sixth was Ithream, born to David's wife Eglah. 6 sons were born to him in Hebron, where he ruled for 7 years and 6 months. He ruled for 33 years in Jerusalem. These children were born to David in Jerusalem. Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, the mother of these 4 was Amiel's daughter Bathshua, and Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 by other wives. All of these were David's sons. Besides these, there were the sons of the concubines. Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Rehoboam's son was Abijah. Abijah's son was Asa. Asa's son was Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat's son was Joram. Joram's son was Ahaziah. Ahaziah's son was Joash. Joash's son was Amaziah. Amaziah's son was Azariah. Azariah's son was Jotham. Jotham's son was Ahaz. Ahaz's son was Hezekiah. Hezekiah's son was Manasseh. Manasseh's son was Ammon. Ammon's son was Josiah. Josiah's firstborn son was Johanan. The second was Jehoiakim. The third was Zedekiah. And the fourth was Shalem. Jehoiakim's son was Jeconiah, whose son was Zedekiah. The descendants of the prisoner Jeconiah were his son Shealtiel, then Malchiram, Padeah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Netabiah. Padeah's sons were Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel's sons were Meshulam and Hananiah, and Shelomith was their sister. There were also 5 other sons, Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. Hananiah's sons were Pelatiah and Jesheah. Jesheah's son was Rephaiah. Rephaiah's son was Arnon. Arnon's son was Obadiah. Obadiah's son was Shechaniah. Shechaniah's son was Shemaiah. Shemaiah's 6 sons were Haddish, Igal, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat. Neariah's 3 sons were Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Azricam. Elioenai's 7 sons were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleah, Akib, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Judah's descendants were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath. Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the first settlers in Edom: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister's name was Hazalelponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, who first settled Bethlehem. Asher, who first settled Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah gave birth to Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were Naarah's sons. Helah's sons were Zerath, Azohar, and Ethan. Koz was the father of Anab and Zobiba, and he was the ancestor of the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, painful, because she said that his birth was painful. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, "Please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil, so that I will not be in pain." God gave him what he prayed for. Kelub, Shuha's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the first to settle Beth-Rapha. He was the father of Paseah and Tehenna, who first settled the city of Nahash. These were the men from Rekah. Kenaz's sons were Othniel and Saraiah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Saraiah was the father of Joab, who first settled the city of craftsmen. It was named this because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah's son was Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons were Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Azarel. Ezra's sons were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. His wife gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, who first settled Eshtemoa. His Judean wife was the mother of Jered, who first settled Gedor, Heber, who first settled Soko, and Jekuthiel, who first settled Zenoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, first settled Keilah of the Garmites and Eshtemoa of the Maacathites. Shimon's sons were Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. Ishai's sons were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The descendants of Shelah, son of Judah, were who first settled Lekah, Laada, who first settled Marisha, families of the guild of linen workers at Beth Ashbia, Jochim, Joash, Seraph, and the men of Kozeba. Seraph ruled Moab and Jeshub-i-Leham, according to ancient records. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedira. They lived there with the king and did his work. Simeon's sons were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's son was Shalem. Shalem's son was Mibsam. Mibsam's son was Mishma. Mishma's son was Hamuel. Hamuel's son was Zachar. Zachar's son was Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, so their entire family didn't become as large as the people of Judah. Simeon's descendants lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearaim. These were their cities until David became king. Their 5 cities were Etam, Ayin, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen. They also had all the villages around these cities as far as the city of Baal. These places were where they lived, and they had their own genealogical records: Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, grandson of Saraiah, and great-grandson of Aziel, Elioenai, Jeacoba, Jeshahana, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, grandson of Alon, great-grandson of Jedeah, a descendant of Shimri and Shemaiah. These who were mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and the number of people in their households increased. They moved to the outskirts of Gedor on the east side of the valley to find pasture for their flocks. They found pasture that was rich and good. The land was vast, peaceful and quiet because the Hamites used to live there. In the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, the men listed here knocked down tents and killed the Meunites. They claimed the Meunites for God and destroyed them. Even today, no Meunites live there. They lived in that place, in place of the Meunites, in order to have pasture for their flocks. Ishi's sons Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel led 500 of Simeon's male descendants to Mount Seir. They killed the Amalekites who were left. Simeon's descendants still live there today. May God bless the reading of His Word. Before we get to my comments, I want to thank all the good folks who participated in the 444 donations. You are awesome. You rock. And you really gave me encouragement. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you value the podcast enough to truly participate in the value for value model. You get it, and that's great. As you know, those who gave $4.44 at support444.lifespringmedia.com received my recording of the New Testament as a thank you. And Sandra and Peter stepped up and gave $44.40. Not only did they get the New Testament, but also the Pentateuch, Psalms and Proverbs, and a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Thank you so much for your generosity, you two. Very, very much appreciated. Listen, if you missed out on making a 444 donation but would still like to help support the show, just go to support.lifespringmedia.com. You can make a one-time donation there or set up a monthly donation. There are thank you gifts for different levels of giving, and you can find all the details at support.lifespringmedia.com. Oh, you know what? It just occurred to me that show 456 is coming up soon. Maybe we can do something special with that, too. Stay tuned. Okay, now to my comments on today's reading. In chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we read about a fellow named Jabez. But let's take another look. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, painful, because she said that his birth was painful. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, "Please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil so that I will not be in pain." God gave him what he prayed for. We don't know much about Jabez, but the fact that this prayer of his is recorded here in 1 Chronicles tells me something. It tells me that it's okay to ask God for things. Now, I don't know about you, but I was brought up to put other people before me. I learned very early on that the world does not revolve around me, and selfishness is wrong. Not that I'm never self-centered. I can be as selfish as the next guy, but I do know that it's wrong to be selfish. So it's always been hard for me to ask God to bless me, to give me things. I'm just happy that he's forgiven my sins. That's enough. I don't need to be rich or live in a big fancy house. After all, Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. Who am I to ask for more than he had? Well, that's been my approach to prayer for most of my life. I'll pray for you that God will bless you, but I never felt right about praying that kind of prayer for myself. And then several years ago, matter of fact, it was probably about 16 years ago, a little book called The Prayer of Jabez was published. It's less than 100 pages. The author's name is Bruce Wilkinson. The book became a bestseller, and I read it because it came highly recommended by a friend of mine. Well, it really made me consider whether my attitude regarding asking God to bless me was right. Now, to be clear, I don't think God wants us to make us win the lottery or ask Him to be on the list of the top 3 richest people in the world. But that wasn't Jabez's prayer either. So you can read the book for yourself. I'm not going to discuss all the points here because we don't have time. Just know that when you ask God to give you more, and you ask out of a pure heart, and your request is pleasing to Him, that is a good thing. I began to pray that prayer after reading the book. One of the results of the prayer is that when I asked Him to enlarge my territory, God did it. How? Well, the book was published in the year 2000. I probably read it in about 2002. Well, in 2004, I heard about this crazy thing called podcasting. And all of a sudden, this guy who was in love with God, recording from his church in Riverside, California, is talking to the world. Well, podcasting is old hat now, but back then we were still figuring it all out, and this was a big deal to record something and then almost immediately send it out to where anybody in the world could hear it. And guess what? After my very first episode, I got an email from a guy in Sweden asking me how he could know that God was real. Long story short, he became a follower of Jesus. And there have been many, many other emails from people all over the world since then. I asked God to enlarge my territory, not for me, but for His glory, and He did it. Am I blessed? Of course, but in a much different way than I could have ever imagined. Certainly, finances are still something that are a challenge, but the fact that God would use a guy like me to carry His message to nearly every nation on earth is a concept I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined. I would encourage you to look closely at Jabez's prayer here in 1 Chronicles and see if it's something you would pray. If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 444.lifespringmedia.com. And you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. And come on over to the Facebook page. Just search for Lifespring Media. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Mark. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.